December 8th, 1941. Newspapers in San Francisco report Japanese planes being seen over the Golden Gate Bridge. If you look at the headlines, that paper went to press. We all know that's a bunch of nonsense. And it was, I know on September 12, 2001, people were reporting seeing strange things. I remember at 4 in the morning hearing an F-16 scream over my house when I was living in Easton at the time. That said, there's a headline that says, Northeast alarmed by planes. And I'm thinking, we all know that the Japs didn't have any carriers in the Atlantic. It's silly. And the Germans didn't have an operational carrier. So I'm wondering, where's the source of that story? And I think it's just paranoia.
The Germans never had them, and the Japanese, their submarine-launched aircraft didn't come until a lot later.
Right. So, yes, that was my next thing is, if it was submarine-launched, they'd have to be isochronous launchings of multiple U-boats.
The only thing the Germans had on U-boats that could have gone in the air at that time were towed gyrocopters, which they were using for long-range observation from the sub. The subs aren't that high above the water. Right. They didn't have radar, so they towed gyrocopters with a guy up in the gyrocopter looking out to see what was happening.
Wow.
If they saw a blimp or an airplane heading away, they just cut them free and you're on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Jets flew bombs over Washington.
Yeah, with hydrogen fuel.
Whoa. The balloon, you were talking about the balloon bombs that they throw up to the jet stream, 10,000 feet.
The Japanese also had a biplane on a converted Japanese submarine.
Yes.
Originally used
yes.
for laying mines.
That's fact. And they actually bombed some, and they fired rounds into some artillery positions in Oregon, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's fact. And the balloon bombs are fact. I mean, the most notable story is the seven people getting killed at a picnic table by pulling a string. Some balloon bomb debris being found as far east as Kansas. So,
biggest flight around here was the pigeons coming back from the blimps at sea.
Yeah.
Says what? What? The pigeons?
Weymouth had 360 some odd pigeons stationed there. Navy pigeons. You put the pigeons in a cage, put them in a blimp. The blimp goes on patrol to avoid radio detection from radio direction finders of enemy craft or whatever. They would do the old tie a note to the pigeon's leg, let him go. He'd fly back to the Naval Air Station. They get the report. And that went on, and they graded the pigeons on how often they completed their missions. The pigeons started getting wise to it. So what happened was the pigeons stopped flying back to Weymouth. There was a report. They found that the pigeons were flying up on top of the blimp and riding the blimp back. As soon as they realized that the blimp always went back the same place.
Wow. Why should they fly?
Yeah, why should you fly? We go up on here. There's no way the man can get at you up on top of a blimp. So you just sit up there. When you get close enough to Weymouth, you fly home to your roost, and they feed you. In some cases, because they were so light, they were basically transferred from the pigeon loft to the galley and served as lunch.
These guys can work for the highway department with that type
of
logic.
They're pretty good at it,
yeah. You heard about passenger pigeons. The last passenger pigeon died in captivity in Cincinnati Zoo in 1914. When they first came to America and settled in 1620 in Plymouth, it said that there was over 5 billion passenger pigeons native to the North American coast. When a column would fly over of up to a billion birds, they said that you could start seeing it maybe as the sun was setting, and by the next morning the column was still flying over. A breadth of 6 miles, but a length of 20, 30 miles, and they fly over. And again, God help you if you're underneath that when they start dropping.
Well, our bird,
yeah, I mean, you look like frosted
our bird
snowman.
Problem here was blimp related. We had 8 blimps K-ship stationed at Weymouth. And when they started doing patrols in World War II, the biggest problem they had was they'd fly down toward the south from the air base and fly over a turkey farm. The first time they flew over the turkey farm, the turkeys panicked, crowded together, and over 100 turkeys died stampeding each other.
Wow. When was this?
This is in the early 40s. Probably 43.
Turkey massacre.
Turkey massacre. So basically,
oh yes, I'm thinking bubblegum cards there too. Herb.
The order came out.
The T-shirt
from Commander in Lakehurst, New Jersey, their headquarters, not to overfly the turkey farm. So the Navy reset the orders for departure for blimps, and they had them fly further to either the west or the east. And unfortunately, they miscalculated the sun. The sun caused a shadow from the blimp over to turkey farm. Another massacre of another 100 turkeys. They were then told to fly directly up to sea and not go over Kingston at all, because that's where the turkey farm they wiped out was. I think it was probably Bungie. I think they wiped out two groups of turkeys there, and the farmers
that's
really
interesting.
Got upset. So they after that, they started having rifle rounds going through the envelope with a blimp as people, they were getting too close to the turkey farm. The farmers were getting a little paranoid.
Any major blimp accidents down the road here at South Weymouth, aside from that?
Aside from them deflating the foolish things and slamming them into the hang with high winds and
yeah,
I got pictures of those.
Oh, okay, yeah, we got to talk about that. I'd love to.
And crashing in Scituate off the coast, the K-14 naturally.
K-14, you said, was 10 miles out. Was in Massachusetts
about 10
Bay.
About 10 miles out, Massachusetts Bay went down.
Interesting.
We got one blimp that was in the 50s zone, and they were out in the East Mat, and the storm started, and the CO of the squadron didn't want to bring the blimp inside because he had a formation going on inside the hangar. They left it out on the East Mat, the parking area, it got more and more snow on it. They got concerned, so they went out there with fire hoses to wash the snow off the blimp. Unfortunately, it was the light, fluffy snow that started absorbing the water. The weight got too high, and the blimp tore in half and deflated on the mat. They had little things like that going on.
Wow. How do you spell your last name, Bill?
S-A-R-G-E-N-T.
Okay, great. It was a pleasure speaking with you tonight. Thank you very much.
Oh.